Greetings and welcome to another episode of Lynch and Taco Off the Air, our podcast that we've been doing for a few years at this point.
It has been a few years, hasn't it?
I think we have well over 200 people listening to this on a regular basis.
There you go.
I hope it's a few more than that by now. I mean, yeah. Come on.
Hey, look, if you enjoy our podcast, pass it along to somebody else so they'll listen to. Okay? So they'll check it out. Just say, hey, you know Lynch and Taco from JRR in Orlando? They have a podcast. It's called Off the Air. You can get it on the free iHeartRadio app or on their website. But did you have anything on your agenda today?
Oh,
not agenda, but, you know.
I got a couple things. First, flying solo for a few days here, man.
Oh, yeah, because the wife's going up to see family.
Wife, I've kind of alluded to this on the air, and it's really a downer of a situation. But my father-in-law, my wife's dad, has been struggling health-wise for a few years now, and he has Parkinson's disease on top of some other issues,
which is such a bear.
It's brutal, and you hear, you see, you read a lot about Parkinson's, but really until someone you're acquainted with, know, or love has it and has to deal with it, or you might have, you know, been stricken with it, you can't comprehend what this disease does. And it's been such a rapid, you know, deterioration in this case that she needs to get up there. And she took my daughter with her as well.
And again, Pat's kind of touched on it vaguely because we try not to bring problems onto the air. Like we try in radio, what we try to do, because we're here to, you know, put people in a good mood going into their work day, you know, because a lot of people go on a job that sucks balls. So it's like we try to put you in a good mood. So we don't bring up a lot of stuff on the air. We leave it at the door is what we call it.
But that said, we also try to be as true and genuine and straight up with you as possible.
Yeah.
And I would be lying if I said anything otherwise that this has been weighing very, very heavily on my mind.
I really care
a lot about my father-in-law. My wife is just devastated with all this, and she's, you know, got a world,
and she's your best bud. I get it.
Yeah,
I
mean, world of issues she's dealing with, and it's hard. So, that said, yeah, she's going to be up there for a few days, you know, to hang out with her dad, and that makes me very happy that she'll be there.
Thank God. Yeah.
So, anyway, yes,
and your daughter's going too, which is super cool to have somebody that, because that's what I was going to say is, man, do you need to go? Do you need to take off and go with her? Because that seems like something you may need to do to be by her side and help her out. But at least your daughter can do it for you.
There's going to be another trip up there. So,
Of course.
I mean, it's.
But
anyway, that's kind of you know, if I've seemed kind of checked out at times, that's what's going on, and you know, and if you find yourself in a similar situation, I'm sure you can relate. So
yeah,
anyway,
totally.
Bear with me. So I want to ask you something here because I read this article regarding a certain word that a lot of us in these parts use without even thinking about it.
You know what's crazy? During this podcast, you're going to see the exact differences between Pat Lynch and I. Because when I asked him if he had anything on his agenda, I just meant, hey, is there anything you're bringing to the table you want to talk about? I want you to remember what he's going to talk about and then something that just popped in my head that I want to talk about. And then just set those two next to each other on the cutting board and start the surgeries and go, holy shit, what just happened? Go ahead. What is this word?
Y'all.
Yeah, I say y'all.
Most of us probably do.
Down here in the South. Now, if you're up north, I know you don't say y'all. You say yous.
Now, or youans.
Yeah, that's another one.
This is the crux to this article I'm reading.
Or Utes.
Yeah, the you plural. How this has come to be used. There's different schools of thought where it originated. Some say in Africa many, many years ago. There's a lot of people who believe it's Scottish in its origin, but most people believe it's a Southern thing. Well, it has transitioned to become a Southern, you know, slang term. Mm-hmm. I don't consider it a slang term. I consider it a valid way of saying you plural.
Yeah, and
without saying you all, it's just been shortened up.
It's the way that people pronounce it. It's the way that you talk and have conversation.
So the article goes in to explain how there are certain areas of this country where if they spot or hear the word y'all being used, immediately you are now a heathen redneck.
Yeah.
Heathen redneck from the godforsaken South.
Mm-hmm.
The flip side of that is they go on to say,
did they put what areas of the country?
They weren't real specific. You can probably do the math. The further you are away from the South, the more redneck we are.
Of course.
So all of us are just blatant rednecks here.
Dumb.
We all are, armed to the teeth, drive pickup trucks, and go out hunting every weekend.
Yeah.
That's, the stereotypical type stuff, which is the farthest thing from the truth. But anyway, the article then goes on to say, despite all that perception and whatnot, you're starting to hear y'all widespread across the country. So those naysayers are starting to get squeezed out, and that made me happy.
Is it because of things like actors in Netflix and whatever and different TV?
I don't know.
I'm wondering how it's becoming mainstream, if it might be social media. You know what I'm saying, where it's just becoming more?
Well, it cracks me up. You mentioned social media, some of the shorthand that gets used, when people are communicating with each other.
Even just texting. BRB.
If you want to jump on and have an issue with y'all, okay, whatever. Bigger fish to fry.
Yes, exactly. There's other cans of worms you can jump into.
What I'm getting at with this is it's still a tell that you could be from the South.
Of course, you're using
that. And are any of us even conscious of using that word and how much you use it?
Only when I text.
If you're physically, you could say that about just about any word, but I still
use gonna all the time with texting. Yeah. I use gonna unless it's my father. I say going to.
Yeah.
Because he'll
penalize you.
Communications. I have a communications major.
You don't use it.
He is. I do here. He is a stickler and a perfectionist because he comes from a family of lawyers and cops and then lawyers and blah, blah, blah.
Does he say y'all?
Hell no.
No?
My dad?
He never uses y'all.
No.
Or you just don't notice it. That's the point.
I would notice it with my dad.
Really?
My dad is a different kind of fella.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Next time I see him, I'm going to see if I can.
See if you get a y'all out of him.
I'll try to get a y'all out.
Pretty much doubt it.
Anyway, it was interesting to read because that is one of those things. If you, like us, were born and raised in the South.
It's the norm.
It is the norm. You don't even think about it. You use it without hesitation. And I would go as far to say that if we were not to use that word, I would think someone from another part of the country would have a hard time figuring out that either you or me were from the South. We have no traditional Southern accent.
No, I don't think so either. Everybody thinks I'm from California.
Well,
and I was born in Florida.
Well, yeah, you give off the vibe, the beach vibe, which could be either coast.
But a lot of people, correlate California with crazy. I'm one of those. So I don't know if I'm like, wait, what are you trying to say?
All right, y'all. That's all I had to say on that.
That's it?
On that, yeah, I just brought it up. I thought it was curious because that is one of those words that I use all the time, and I think a lot of us use it. You don't even think about it, but there are people who will immediately pick up on that and might be just throwing you into a stereotypical box.
Oh, of course. I'm looking through text to see if I say y'all. See if I say y'all. Let me look with the guys' texts, like all my fantasy football dudes. No. Oh, I know who I. Yeah, because it's just that's the norm. But I do notice in there I say gonna a lot.
Hey, speaking of football,
mm-hmm.
How bad is this Dolphins game going to be?
It's going to be horrible. And I feel bad for the Dolphins because Tua was doing well. You remember when he started out, it was like, is this guy really going to be able to pull this off? He looks like he's timid after the injury, not the concussion, the injury from last year or whatever.
Yeah.
And it was like, wait, this guy's actually connecting. Remember, there was a point where it was like, this guy's he's kicking ass right now.
Showing just exhibiting great confidence, going down the field, which was something that was a criticism as well in the first year.
He had the tools and components to make shit happen. So it was like, this is great. And then he gets the concussion. But it's something you said the other day. It wasn't just that he got a concussion. It was that he was the center of all that concussion talk. And
for the present time, yeah, yes.
Yeah. The example and for all the protocol and everything, that's who you looked at, Tua, because you watched him walk around like this going, duh, on the field. Then he gets the second concussion. I told you and Bianchi
God,
the other day, or maybe today, I don't even know, that that when we were kids, we've had multiple concussions.
Oh, God,
you just
yes.
go on and do it. But now, I guess, he must have taken he must have had some serious concussion action, because if he still didn't pass, you know, protocol to play in Sunday's game.
I would love to hear the behind-the-scenes front office communications between Dolphins executives as to what they're going to do moving forward. Because they have to, you know, as an organization in any sport like this or any organization, period, you've always got to be looking down the road, the big picture. What's going to – and with this, if – you know, me personally – I think the guy may be done playing football, period.
You think so?
I think there's a really good chance of that. If he does come back, I think the scrutiny is going to be so intense that that's going to affect his potential play, even if he's 100%.
But that's what you said about his last injury. I know this is different, but that's what you said about his last injury. You said this guy, they're going to get rid of him because he's going to be too timid after this injury.
Well,
those are your exact words.
Right.
And he came back and he drove that damn ball down the field with the team, like you said. So I hope the best for him, man. I really do. They are going to get slaughtered this weekend.
That is.
What's the weather? The weather's got to be cold up there this weekend.
In Buffalo, well, it's going to be.
Because it's cold here.
The weather has been so bizarre all across the country as far as some places colder than they should be, others, you know.
Are you looking up Buffalo right now?
I'm looking up the Buffalo forecast for the weekend. Let's see where they're going to be at.
The current time is 10:11, by the way, which is 101.1.
Well,
on your radio dial, even though we're doing the podcast.
While we're doing it, it is, but you know, it may not be 10:11 when you're listening. Ultimately, where's the Buffalo weather? Anyway, what else did you have while I looked this up?
So, you got it.
It's 41 right now on.
We'll go ahead
on
and
Thursday
check.
The 12th. All right, Sunday forecast: high of 32, low of 23, partly cloudy. That's not bad for January in Buffalo. There's no precipitation expected. Players now with the types of outfits they have, 32. You can.
I was just checking
fine.
If there's any snow or anything.
No, man.
And
partly
you said
cloudy.
No, I heard you said no. So okay,
partly cloudy.
They're still going to get slaughtered. It's going to be a fish kill. This is, and I'll save that one. I'm going to use that with Bianchi tomorrow.
Hey, before fish, how about the orca washing up in Flagler County? A killer whale.
Yeah.
In Florida?
Yeah.
Other than at a theme park?
I told you my thought process on of what happened. He was swimming up north where he always does, and he got sick. He got like whale AIDS, or killer whale AIDS or something. And then he slowly got tired. And as he got tired, he just started kind of drifting down south without realizing it. And then probably got caught up in the Gulf Stream, which sucked him down here, and then he died and just kind of washed up on our coast. I think that's got to be what happened.
Doesn't the Gulf Stream flow north? Does it flow? Because it's bringing warm water up.
Okay,
right?
Well, something happened.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not going to order Gulf Stream.
Got stuck in
argue
a current.
Gulf Streams. He got stuck in some sort of rip or something and came down this way because he was weak and he didn't swim again.
So it was a 21-foot killer whale in Flagler County. They took the thing to SeaWorld to do a necropsy on. I think that's what they call it.
We were talking about how cool it would be if you were driving down the road and all of a sudden there was a flatbed truck next to you and a killer whale.
Dead whale.
What the hell's going on?
Taco thought. Well, we are thinking about how they, you know,
how they're going to transport.
It obviously went into some sort of large vehicle, but the thought of it just being wide open for anyone to see would be you give a family driving by with some small kids would be mortified.
Oh, God.
Absolutely mortified.
Or I had it in a big, because we were just talking behind the mics in here, but I had it in a big dump truck and like the back third of it up in the air.
Just flopping out of the side.
Because it wouldn't fit. You know, kind of like when you have a bass, for anybody that fishes, or any kind of fish, and you throw it in a pail, a bucket, and the bucket's not big enough. You kind of see the tail hanging up. That was a visual I had. It was black and white tail. So earlier, I wanted to wait until you got the Buffalo weather so you could be 100% engaged. Because, you know, we're dudes and we can't really do two or three things at once. I said a moment ago, I go, all right, I want you, and I stopped down. I said, I want you to take this here. I asked Pat what he wanted to talk about today, what might be on his agenda, and then what I thought of coming into this just last minute, and compare and put those both out and dissect them and have a surgery and see, okay, that's
compare
how.
Compare and contrast, yeah. And then write three paragraphs
so
about
then,
it.
So then you get to see the differences in Pat Lynch and I. I'm going out with the group of guys tonight that I went out with about probably 2-3 months ago. Remember I told you the guys from my gym, and I was like, I didn't know if I, you know, when you're kind of like, oh, I'm going out with these dudes. I don't really know them that well, except the gym.
The one, does this include the character who had the weird sex fetishes and stuff?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes, right. It does.
Yes, and, I'm remembering now.
And so I was saying how it was weird because I was like, do I really want to go out and whatever? I wasn't being like, oh, I'm too cool for the room to go out. I just didn't know all them that well. But I was like, no, you know what? I know them all from the gym. I see them all the time, and they're really good dudes. You know, I went to Rockville with one of them. And so... anyway, the first time we went out, we just found out some crazy-ass stuff about this one guy. So there's, like, one guy who is really into film and stuff, okay? And he was the writing and film, and he's the one that was just telling me the craziest stuff. Then there's another one where he's it's just this whole different group of characters, you know what I'm saying? One's retired at the age of 50, and then so... everybody has a different personality. Well, the one wild guy I was telling you about, we all joke and say that he's kind of psycho. You know, like, oh, I guarantee he's got people trapped at his home in a back bedroom, you know, feeding them scraps of steak every now and then or bologna.
Jesus.
But that's the running joke. Well, he busted out the other day. He's talking about I think it was in Taiwan, and he was talking about how they have, what did he call it, like this whorehouse. And you go in, and it's like, it's called, Four Floors of Whores or something along those lines, okay? I'd Google it, but I'm telling the story. So I think it's like Four Floors of Whores. Should I not Google that probably with my, of whores, whores, Taiwan. I think it was Taiwan. Four Floors of Whores, they have an Instagram, tis a zing, Orchard Towers. Orchid Tower, sorry, in Singapore. Okay, so yeah. So he's telling me about this, and he's like, yeah, and then you have your transvestites up here, and you have this. And they went out there to film, okay, for like a thing, and I'm just sitting here going, okay, dude, all right. And I'm like, okay, now I'm at this side of the table. I could have just sat over there and been having a totally different conversation. So he bust out the other day at the gym, and you got to put yourself in the scenario. If you're at a place where people are going to exercise, you got to watch what you say, right? He bust out with a show that was happening at the Four Floors of Horrors or whatever it's called that when they were filming it. There's certain things that I could tell you that he told me about the place, but I don't even want to say them on the podcast because if they do, they're going to be somehow taken out of context and then you get canceled, and I don't want to mess with any of that. So I like our sponsors, and they like us. So all that aside, he just bust out. And again, you're in that scenario, Pat. You're sitting in a place where people are exercising. And
By the way, I'm titling this episode Four Floors of Whores.
Okay.
There's no two ways about
I'm
it.
I'm down. It's a crafty, catchy name, isn't it? Catchy. So you're in this environment where you have people from 10 to 95 all exercising. And it's, you know, it's pretty quiet. And he's talking about it. He goes, oh, when we were at Four Floors of Horse, I go, dude, keep it down a little. I don't want to say his name and call him out. Then I go, and he goes, yeah. So he goes, they were doing this show, you know, with the dancers were up there doing the show. And it was multiple dancers at once, just getting crazy, because over in Singapore, they get even crazy. I mean, just insanity, right? So, and then he goes, and then all of a sudden, one of them went to the bathroom, you know, and while she's stripping or whatever, she, you know, threw her hat on the stage, you know, and her clothes are on the stage. So then she walks back to go to the bathroom, and the other lady on stage, you know, young women, goes like this, when I say young women, probably, you know, mid-20s, whatever, legal. So all of a sudden, well, because it's Singapore and they do weird shit there. So yeah, I'm learning. And I learned it, unfortunately, at the gym with like 90-year-olds around. So she goes, all of a sudden, she goes, oh, she's gone to the bathroom. She goes, here, what's this? And she goes, set up this hat on your table. And she started lodging ping pong balls in her puss and started shooting them, which we've all seen or heard, you know, about, you know, whether you've seen it in videos or whatever. He's watching this in person at a strip club. The fourth floor is a whore in Singapore. And so then, what?
I'm just taking it all in.
Again, the cutting board that we had, and there was the y'all, and then there was ping pong ball. So,
there's a vast chasm between the two.
Yeah, definitely. And she was shooting across that chasm right into the other chick's hat, right? Shooting the ping pong balls. So then when she's done and she goes, okay, give me the hat back. You know, and she goes, I think she might have licked one of the ping pong balls or something, you know, whatever, just to make as much money as possible. And all of a sudden, she like threw the ping pong balls over the side and just threw the hat back down on the stage. And out comes the lady putting the hat right on. And everybody's like, either, yeah, or, ah, gross.
So this is being described in this level of detail.
In the Winter Park YMCA. And that was the part that's why I had to remind like four different times, like, dude, I want you to put yourself in this environment. And I'm the whole time, he goes, I don't know how much you can handle, Bob. And I go, I can handle anything. Look at what I've done for a living for this many years. I go, just time and place.
He's just he's a give zero F's kind of guy. And we all know people like that.
Ow.
And you're never going to, are you okay? Yeah, did you just injure yourself?
Nailed my knee again on this.
I hope you're all right.
That pole kills me every day. Anyway, so. But the thing, give zero F's kind of guy, you look at him and you would go, oh, he's the most mainstream normal guy ever.
Those are the ones you got to worry about.
That guy right there, he is a banker or he works walls. Okay, wait, those could be kind of crooked. But you know what I'm getting at. You look at him and just go, oh, that's a family man. And when he has this really sweet wife, and when he busts this stuff out, I'm like, oh, God.
Is the wife crazy too in all this?
Well, that's.
Does she go on these trips?
This was a dude's trip, but.
She's got to have to be into some of this.
No, that's what I'm getting. I said to him one day, I go, dude, I said, oh, about our podcast where I was talking about crazy stuff with him and all the guys and whatever. And I go, hey, I said, no, but don't have your wife listen to it. He goes, oh, I don't hide anything from my wife. In a really serious face, like, hey, yes, I do have four prisoners in my back room. And he goes, oh, I don't hide anything. Rashida, all this stuff. So I'm guessing butt plugs and, I mean, just all this stuff. Remember, first time was butt plugs. But either way, so, yeah, I'm going out to happy hour with them again this afternoon.
Are you going to try to sit next to him again?
No, he's really cool, and I'm sure he'll listen to this. I don't want him to think anything different about it, but... I'm going to say, hey, dude, keep it down a little bit because we're, you know, at a pretty nice place.
Again, I think all of us know someone in our lives like that. They're not going to change.
That's 100%.
That's their personality. Yeah. That's all right.
I can think of one that we're going to be with on Saturday.
I am kind
not that he doesn't give zero Fs, Super Dave, by the way, but it's that his filter is filterless. He's a camel. He's a camel filterless. You know, when you're out and he's like, they shouldn't bring a kid into the bar. I'm like, it's a restaurant. It's a restaurant bar, not a restaurant, not a bar. Anyway, see ya. We'll see ya.
Hey, I tell
how
you
that
what
pans out again. There's so much more to these stories that I can't get into.
I think it's cool that he's completely open with his wife. How long have they been married? I bet they've been married a long time.
Nah, not too long.
No,
I don't think so. Because it's he, again, I don't want to make this all about him and whatever. He's older and she's younger, and they have two young kids.
Well,
so
I mean, the point I'm trying to make is, I can say this because I have been married a long time. Mm-hmm. If you go running around trying to keep stuff secret, or
it's going
to
blow up in your face.
Eventually, it boomerangs back on you, and it's worse than if you had just been honest in the first place. It goes a long way in establishing additional trust in that relationship. I'm not a therapist or anything like that. I'm just speaking from my own experience. It's just, if I've got something going on, I'm going to let her know about it, because
that's how you are with everything. If you have anything going on, what do you call it? It's on your sleeve. What is it called?
I
wear it like a badge.
I mean, I'm very, you can.
His emotions, everything.
I wear my emotions. I'm open about it. You can generally tell what kind of mood I'm in or where I'm at just by observing and listening.
When he came out of the closet, I was like, okay, finally, a better mood.
You and your closets and your four floors of whores. And
yeah, but how's that for a story, dude? I was like, whoa. Yeah, that was a great story, dude, but I kind of wish you hadn't told it to me right here.
Well, did anybody complain?
Yeah, nobody complained, but we all talk about it now, where we're going to walk up to check in at the gym, and you're going to swipe your card, and it's going to go, you guys are out. They put a sign on the window that says, hey, if you have conversations to have, take them over into the lobby, not here. Please don't have extensive conversations on the gym floor. If that's written on the window and, you know, a professional thing.
They certainly don't want to hear about four floors of whores. I get it.
Definitely not.
And understood.
Another one of my buddies always has his noise-canceling AirPod, you know, they're noise-canceling, so he can't hear something. He'll keep one in while he's talking to you, and he has his country accent, and he's like, he goes, I couldn't believe we were over there. He goes, man, it was fucking everywhere. I go, dude, there's nothing for you. Sorry. I go, dude, stop. He's like, what? He's saying it that loud. I'm going, hey, stop. He's like, what? I go, there's a four-year-old walking by, and you're busting into an F-bomb or how big this one's rack is.
In the end, though, it's not you saying it. It's other people.
Yeah, but they're saying it to me. I learned to swim at that place when I was a kid. I've always, you know, been part of it. Young man. So, four floors of horror. Going to take it down. Going to walk up one day, and the card won't work. He's part of that group of guys.
I think we'll just leave well enough alone at that point and say thank you for checking out Lynch and Taco's Off the Air podcast.
Again, spread the word about our podcast if you.
I'm sure you'll be inspired to do that after the last 20 minutes.
Hit the share button and send it to your female relatives. No, I'm just saying. Our boss would kill us if you heard that one. No, if
I'm going to send an MP3 of this right over to the, where is it, the YMCA?
Yeah, no. It's the planet non. Okay. Anyway, no. That would be cool to open up a bar called like the Planet Non Fitness.
Well,
you just that's just a bar. You just go to party.
That's just understood at bars.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Right. No, but I'm saying if you actually opened a bar like that, you know how many people that would attract? A lot. It would be like, wow, that place is cool. I like it. They're honest. What the hell was I going to say? Yeah, so turn somebody else onto our podcast. That's your assignment for today. If you can, turn five people onto our podcast. So the five of you that are listening, we'll have 25.
Doubled things here. All right. Hey, have a great day.